Shalom, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or sat songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day. In the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome everyone.
Shalom everybody. Welcome to the conversation room. Let us start our conversation today in the name of the Most High, the Lord of the Universe, the one who has sent all religions of the world, that who He is the center and the place we have to face all the time and worship, because He is the light and this world is the darkness, and that is why God insists that human life is to worship Him, so they can know Him, they understand His words, they understand His revelation, and therefore come out of this darkness which is the creation and this temporary world that we live in. That's why some Muslims come to our room and they say that Prophet Muhammad said that God is only the object of worship. But if you ask them why, probably they cannot explain, because He is the light, and that is how we can escape this darkness. Therefore, this revelation and the words that have come to humanity now explains things that humanity used to follow without knowing why. Indeed, if you do not understand our teachings, if you do not read Torah, and if you do not see the vision, you do not know your own religion. And therefore, this is the salvation of man in many ways. First, it explains the revelation of God and the words that the people have had problem with for thousands of years. Now clearly explain to them what God meant by revealing those words and revelation to man. And now we can know, when Prophet Muhammad says that we have been born to worship God and He is the only object of worship, the reason is because He is light. He is the truth. He is the light at the end of the tunnel. If we concentrate on the light of the tunnel, we can get out of the darkness in the tunnel and we will reach pure consciousness or our salvation. Therefore, if somebody asks, is this mission leads you to salvation? Yes, indeed. It makes you a better Muslim. It makes you a better Christian. It makes you a better Jew. It makes you a better Hindu, Buddhist, Baha'is, and any other religion on earth. If they understand our revelation, then they can understand their own teachings. Therefore, we have to rejoice that indeed the truth that can now make sense has come to humanity, have come to man, and the sooner we spread this message to every corner of the earth and gather the good people together, the sooner the earth will be belong to the meek, those who have been following and living in this world and realizing that it needs improvement, but they did not have any ways to bring their peaceful souls to earth, and they had to follow or be dominated by the forces that they are the goats, not the sheep. Therefore, it's the time for the goats to realize that their time has come up. No matter what they do, it is the time of the revelation of the seventh angel, seven seals. The seventh seal has been opened, and God clearly shows when the seven seals opens, that is when the tribulation and the end time comes. So all the signs is here, is we are in the end time. Of course, we are not apocalyptic. We are not preaching disaster and death and create a cult that call you all come to one compound or one place and cut you off from the rest of the humanity. Indeed, we are inviting and calling to all humans to come, to join, to see, to progress. And we even do not ask you to come here, and we ask you to stay where you are. But understand the vision, expand your understanding of God's revelation, and also reach out to wherever you are, to your family, to your neighbor, to your nation, to earth, in any way you can. And indeed, we have been reaching to humanity in last 25 years, but now, of course, a wonderful thing is happening, and we are reaching to man and humanity in a greater degree, and hopefully one day we can teach all of them to see this revelation that will make their religion make sense. You know, none of the religions before this revelation had the whole answer. That's why they had to fall into dogma. And of course, dogma creates separation, and it's not the word of God. It is the beliefs of men who could not understand how the religion doesn't explain everything, so they had to explain the way they wanted to. Just Kidding is asking, talking about end time, the 10 horns mentioned in Revelation is the it's the 10 horns, the 10 toys, and all those mentioned of the coming of the 10 kingdom are related to the European Union, and as we can see now, it expanded to more than 10, but originally they were only 10 nations which created and started the European Union. And we will see that very soon all the signs are clearly shows that that is where the next superpower will form and come to existence. Of course, as we said many times, we do not talk about the future. Future belongs to God. And therefore, we have to wait and see what is exactly going to happen. But that is how it sounds like it. And the third horn that will fall. Three of those nations will completely be destroyed. Actually, it might have already happened. The war in Kosovo and all the destruction that came to Europe for that last 15 years sound like destroyed many of the nations, and therefore they have three of them will fall very badly and completely be destroyed. It could be also relating to the ideas that were been following before, that they are no longer will be followed, as the 10 toys in the image of the dream of the Caban, the king Nebuchadnezzar, that was interpreted with Daniel, there's going to be 10 toys, but it's half of clay and half of iron. Iron, of course, is the symbol for intellectual understanding, and therefore half of the Europe or people will no longer will be having the intellectual longing, because they realize intellect is limited, but intuition and the spirit is the one which is more flexible and has greater understanding of the spiritual world, and the intellect only sees the manifested world and thinks the manifested world is the only reality. Of course, even scientists have come to this conclusion that there is more than this manifested world, and they are realizing some elements that they call it dark matter, that they really don't know what it is, but they know it exists everywhere. There is nowhere that the dark matter does not exist. Of course, it's really not dark. It is the subtler elements in the universal consciousness and all that. But even the science is becoming aware of things that is beyond this manifested world. So half of it will stay intellectual, and the other half become spiritual, because the spirit is like clay. It's humble, but it's very useful and helpful. And therefore, this thing, ten kingdom, cannot stand on a feet that is half clay and half iron. Therefore, when the truth comes, they will fall badly and will be completely destroyed. And as the revelation in the Daniel clearly says, the ten king will be the kingdom of earth will be destroyed, and it become the kingdom of God. And that is the goal of mission, to preach and bring understanding to humanity. And eventually they realize that the way of God is the salvation and unity and the peace, and the way of man and ego is destruction, separation, and disunity. And therefore, humanity will go toward that unity that bring God to every man and woman, and they will progress. So the whole humanity and God and our life is toward that realization and becoming one in God. Because nobody can become one with another, because two egos never can become one. The only way they can become one is to become one with God, and their ego is no longer there. Then they can realize their divinity in one another and respect each other. One of the things is lacking on earth at this time, respect for one another, for life, for humanity, for other people's rights to exist and be, and our right to be and exist, and bringing the Spirit of God and realizing that God is in everything and everyone. They can realize and recognize that divinity, and therefore bring that respect and understanding that we are all one. So we cannot just go ahead and destroy each other and bring destruction to one another. So this is what they mean by coming of the ten kingdom. And the king, of course, the kings are here. They have come together as ten nations, and they created the unity of a population which is even larger than United States. And they also have the ability and the industrial know-how that they can create nations that can dominate the rest of the world. That's so the writing are on the wall. The only thing for us is to realize that none of things is going to work. All of them sound good. All of them are trying to bring peace. All of them are trying to create an earth that will become a peaceful place. But their intention, their realization of how to bring it about is based on a wrong understanding, is based on business, and is based on a cultural, you know, domination, and none of them is going to work because their culture also, all of them, all the human culture is based on ego, is based on human understanding, and the only culture can bring the unity is the culture of God. And that culture of God, of course, is being given in the mission, and it explained that culture of God is based on the eternal divine path, creation of the communities of light, and the bringing about the hierarchy which come from people, by people, for people, from the communities of light. Therefore, that vision of the government being belongs to common man actually will be manifested toward this setup. So yes, indeed, there are a lot of things happening and will be happening, but our job is to concentrate on the end result, and the end result, of course, is the kingdom of God on earth. And if we are concentrated on that, and we work towards that end, and spread this mission wide and deep to humanity, we learn the vision ourselves, and we share it with the community, with the, our friends, with the family, with everybody that we reach, and let them know, indeed, this is the truth, you know. And don't be apologetic, don't apologize for your vision and your belief, but be sincere and give this vision with the vigor and complete understanding, with no doubt in your mind, so you can affect other people so they can see clearly, yes indeed, that is from God, the prophecies are fulfilled, the all the signs that is being given to humanity now is down, and you have nothing to apologize, but they are the ones that they have to see this vision, and if they are elect, they will, and if you are elect, you will be effective to doing it. And but if you are, of course, attached to the external world and afraid of standing for the truth that you have found, then of course they will feel that fear, that they can feel that uncertainty in you, and of course nobody is going to accept when you are not certain yourself of your own belief. But if you are absolutely understood this vision and said, yes indeed, it is the last revelation of God to humanity, and salvation man of is based on it, then you can be effective and will be effective, and you will not waver in your vision and understanding of the revelation of God. And that is what all of us have to work on and create the vision that will not waver. And we, when we do that and we create 144,000 of such a one-pointed strong believers in this vision who has seen it clearly, then we can shake the foundation of this earth to accept and become godly. They can see how God has been revealing and guiding humanity for last 12,000 years, and how man through its history has shown it is incapable, cannot bring peace and unity to humanity, and we have had hundreds and thousands of wars and destructive tendencies that have destroyed millions of people in these wars. Therefore, the lesson is, man, you cannot do it by yourself. You need God and His ways. If you follow your way, you will gonna bring destruction to yourself. Man, you have ego that is limited. It cannot see the depth of the spirit, and ego become attached, become self-centered, and cannot escape to make mistakes. And of course, when someone makes mistakes, it means I am not perfect. And the only way to become perfect is become the spirit, because the spirit, God, is perfect, and we have the spirit of God in us. If we have the spirit of God in us, therefore we can become perfect as the Father who is perfect, and we can also progress and bring perfection into our system, into our lives, to our relationships, to our everything that we touch or do will become perfect, and therefore we can lead a perfect life based on a spirit. So we can understand, we should understand this vision first, clearly, become one with it, and then we should reach out, we should make this our life, not just listen to sad songs and then go away and not doing anything about it. Your faith will come with the hearing and also by doing. The more you do and you see the vision clearly, you will be more effective in your way. Of course, the questions are welcome here. If you have a question, you can type it in text. If you have a question you'd like to take the mic, raise your hand and come and let's see what is you have found. I hope you all go to the website and study our teachings in a clear way, and then come here and talk about teaching. Himself it is. Have you been in our website? Just step yes or no. Himself it is. No, okay. If you have not been in the website, how can you know what our teachings are and how can have a question? I'm going to let you have the mic, but we encourage everybody first go to the website, know about our teaching, and then come here. Go ahead.
Thank you. I only speak with respect. I intend no. I do have a question, however.
Sure.
And that is, I apologize if I seem perhaps ignorant, but I would like to know who you are and where you get your knowledge from, and how you became appointed to whatever position you're in. I truly say that I mean no disrespect at all by asking. I am asking with the utmost respect.
Very, very good himself it is. This is a very good question. In fact, that is the question everybody should ask themselves and receive a clear answer about it. You should not accept anybody who comes and claims that he is a prophet of God and have brought a revelation, especially he who claimed to be the seventh angel, the revealer of the book sealed with the seventh angel, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he who have been prophesied to come for thousands of years, that now it has come and the salvation of the humanity based on him and the revelation he will bring to humanity. Therefore, your question is very appropriate, and we really appreciate your kindness and your very respect way to approaching this matter. The reason we are cautious is because there have been people that they have not been the way you have approached this, and we appreciate. Now, answer your questions. If you go to the book Revelation, there are many signs has been given of the coming of the seventh angel, and of course those angels have been interpreted with many people many different ways. But in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, it clearly says that no one knows the truth until the seventh angel comes. And when the seventh angel comes, the mystery of God will be finished. Therefore, when it sounds like the seventh angel is a person or is a being that brings a truth, a revelation, the word of God that will explain everything that which has not been explainable before this revelation. And it opens the book sealed with the seventh seal, and in chapter 5 of the Revelation, it is only the line of the tribe of Judah, means a person that is born from the lineage of King David, can bring the last revelation and open that book which is sealed with the seven seals. Now, the interpretation of the seven seals, seven angels, and all that in our teaching has been clearly given, that there has been seven revelations, seven major manifestations, seven revealers, and seven revelations which has come to humanity. And then the seventh one comes, it will explain the rest before it. Now we believe that book has been opened. It's called the Holiest of the Holies, THOTH, the Last Testament. And this book is in our website. It is freely given to humanity. They can go ahead and read it. Thank you for your answer. Tell me, please, where you get your authority, and do you claim to be that seventh angel? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, it is my claim that I am that seventh angel. Where that authority come from? There are prophecies that has been fulfilled. When I start the mission, when I start this teaching, I love the revelation, as it made so much sense. Therefore, I start the mission without even considering the genealogy and the prophecies. But as this revelation was revealed to humanity, more and more people came along, and they revealed that there is a lot more than any prophet ever fulfilled prophecies that has been fulfilled through the mission. And then, of course, a gentleman came here also that proved that I am from the lineage of the King David and Adam and Abraham and also Prophet Muhammad. And if you go to our website, it's a huge website, and it reveals how many prophecies are fulfilled and how I am connected to the genealogy of King David, etc. Were you visited by Gabriel or another angel? Well, the revelation of God comes through the Holy Ghost. The people who see angels and they see visions that there is a angel in the form of the manifested matter, they needed that kind of vision in order to believe that they are receiving revelation from God, and therefore will accept their mission to continue with humanity. But even in those books, in Quran, it clearly says that revelation comes with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, of course, comes through Angel Gabriel, and Gabriel in our teaching is revealed to be the element in the universe which is related to understanding and seeing and being able to understand the revelation of God. And therefore, we believe in the Holy Ghost, and that is where our revelation have come from. And it come from the Book of the Remembrance, and where, of course, in English and in West, it's called Akashic Records. And therefore, we can see all the religion are talking about the same thing, but not all the religion have received their revelation the same way. And Gabriel revealed it to Prophet Muhammad. Of course, Prophet Muhammad only had vision of Gabriel once when he was in the cave. After that, he started receiving revelation. And probably never saw Gabriel after that. The only relation he had with God is a direct spirit with a spirit relationship. And that is the spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost. The revelation come from the Holy Ghost, and that is how this revelation have come. You know, Christ never saw Gabriel, which reveals to him as the way Prophet Muhammad received his revelation. Therefore, expecting that every prophet and its revelation come the same way that you understand it or in explain in your religion, then you are having some ideas of yourself, and you want everything happen according to what you believe to happen, and God does not follow people's understanding. God does whatever He wants, and that is how He reveals it to in this time. In this time is the soul to soul, spirit to spirit revelation from God. One rule we have in this room that you were not here probably to hear is you ask a question, you wait until your question is answered, and then you type the next question. Therefore, there is going to be a better flow in going back and forth in our discussion. Okay, you see, I see. Yes, and Muhammad was visited by Gabriel, as were all of the manifestation of God. So was just wondering, when did Christ see Gabriel? Is there any place in the New Testament that says Christ saw Gabriel? No, there isn't. Therefore, the assumption that all the prophets have seen Gabriel in a physical sense, you know, is not correct. Yes, Gabriel or the Holy Ghost or what we call them, the sattva guna or a force, is when the energy is toward God, it becomes the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost reveals the truth to the prophets, and that is what revealed the truth to Prophet Muhammad. That is what revealed the truth to Christ. That is what revealed truth to Daniel and all the prophets before Prophet Muhammad and all the prophets after Prophet Muhammad to this point. Of course, if you are a Muslim, you will say there will not be a prophet after Prophet Muhammad, and that is based on the words Khatam or Khatim, and that is also explained in our teaching why there will be three more manifestation after Prophet Muhammad before the seventh angel come. And that's fine. So now I'm finished with my answers. If you have other questions and or you want to follow up, go ahead. Himself it is. Therefore we can see that yes, indeed God has been sending all these manifestations, all these revelation. Prophet Muhammad, of course, is a part of our teaching, and he has revealed a great revelation. And this now is revealed to humanity and explained and cleared up. Okay, yeah. Yes, that question have come up many times, Mabs. May I ask, what would you say to someone who called you the Antichrist? I clearly say you are wrong, because our teaching is based on the Word of God, is based on the revelation in the Bible, and God has prophesied of coming of this revelation clearly. He has prophesied and foretold of coming of these truth. And therefore, Antichrist cannot follow the Word of God and bring his Word, but he will try to confuse people. This actually clears and opens you to understand your own religion better. Antichrist is he who denies Christ. And not only we do not deny Christ, we explain exactly who Christ is. The explanation that most people, you know, do not exactly know, now it is revealed exactly who the Christ is. Therefore, we do not deny Christ. And therefore, with all the revelations that is based on the Word of God, with the prophecies which foretold by God that only the seven angels can fulfill, with the genealogy which goes to Prophet Muhammad and also King David, all the signs are given for you to clearly say that this cannot be Antichrist. Antichrist will not teach God. Antichrist will not teach salvation. Antichrist will not explain the revelation before it. Antichrist is falling into this external world and glorifying the ego, which separates you from God in a greater degree. Therefore, my answer to such a person is, you have to go study, knock, ask, and search, and eventually you have no choice to alter. Yes, indeed, it is not only, is not Antichrist, it is indeed from God, and it is the salvation of man. And actually, if you do not know our teaching, you do not know your religion. Okay, doctor is asking, but there is another person on earth at the moment, is saying, I am the Holy Ghost, and she is also awakening the Kundalini of people in mass. What is your comment? She is the founder of the Sahaja Yoga, Sheri Mahaji Nirmal Devi. What do you say? I say, where is in the prophecy, in the Word of God, in the scripture says that there is going to be a woman who will come and he awaken or raise people's Kundalini, and that is the seventh angel or a major manifestation. There is nowhere in the Word of God, in the scriptures, that has prophesied of coming of such a person. Therefore, there are going to be a lot of false teachers and false prophets who will do wonders and show great signs, but they are not prophesied to come, and they are not the opener of the seven seals. They have not brought the book sealed with the seven seals, and therefore do not follow them, because they are not based on the Word of God and the scripture. Very simple. Our teaching clears you and clear your way and show you a path which is fastest to God. And the verse in the scripture says that the goal of the light is to awaken your Kundalini and gain powers or feel, you know, ecstatic. It says, he who is the humblest is the greatest in the kingdom, not who has a big ego because he or she thinks their Kundalini has been awakened. Our goal even in this mission is not to awaken your Kundalini. We do not teach, you know, your goal is to awaken your Kundalini. The goal is to become divine, become in the image of God, show mercy, show kindness, show oneness, show unity. See the God in every man and woman on earth. The goal is not to awaken Kundalini, and therefore I say she is not prophesied to come, and therefore be careful. Then read our teaching, see the Word of God, and become one with them. Therefore you will be rewarded with salvation to God. Okay, just kidding. Is it? This is a chance to ask and not to miss. Can you talk about some of your past lives? Okay. Well, those things you, it's been given general that who I have been. It is revelation, and it's just like you have some person that they have very good abilities. When you want to do something, where do you go? You go to them to ask them to help you out. So the Spirit of God in the beginning reached pure consciousness, and then of course it came in the form of the revealer of the revelations, of the major revelations on earth. Therefore you can see that he came as Adam, he came as Abraham, he came as Moses, he came as probably Jacob, he came as Christ, he came as Muhammad, he came as Bab, he came as, you know, a spirit that came through Baba, and now it came through me. Of course, you can say any person who, any nation called their father, any revelation or religion or truth that have helped humanity, anything that helped humanity to progress in a greater degree is the spirit of God that have come to them and revealed to them and helped them, and therefore does nation progress in a greater degree. Therefore we can say anywhere that a great revelation, a great manifestation, a great truth came to humanity, it was the Spirit of God. Now go yourself and figure it out where all this wonderful thing has come, which the Spirit of God brought to humanity. Are you going to bring all religions together? We already have maps. They have been this revelation. It's not that we are going to bring them together. They have been together from the foundation of the universe. The whole reason for this creation is to bring this manifested world that went out of balance back to God, to Godhead. And the way is the eternal divine path, which is revealed to our teaching, and that is the way God can go back to God. Therefore, the religion never was separated. It is man, and because the revelation of God came one at a time to humanity for the last 2,000 years, that is the reason they didn't have the whole truth, and therefore they were trying to explain something greater than they had, and therefore they had to create dogmas. And because human have ego, also they created dogmas that it appeals to their own ego. And just like we are the I don't know why today people ask question and they leave. I don't know, probably they can hear it or they have a problem with the the mic or a speaker, whatever it is, you know, the ask question and leave. So I'm going to answer them anyway, because they are questions that probably can answer some people in the future. So it's okay if they leave. Still answer stands, and if we recognize and realize that, you know, the religions always been together, and it is human ego that create these separative dogmas, then we get rid of the dogma and we will see, yes indeed, God has them unified all along. You said it's not your aim in the mission to awaken the Kundalini, but how do you reach pure consciousness without awakening Kundalini? Well, well, the Kundalini awakens by itself when you are ready for it. It's just like if somebody else awaken your Kundalini, it's just like the people who took LSD in the 60s and they experienced some experiences. As I read in Doe, in the first seal, you have to awaken Kundalini to attain pure consciousness. That's right. We are not against awakening Kundalini. But if somebody else awakens for you, you don't know how to do it. It's just like somebody heals you, and as Christ said, that a spirit is going to leave you because somebody healed you, but you don't know how you heal yourself. And that spirit that's been taken away from you will go and find seven more, and it come back to you and finds the house clean, and the state of the man will become worse than it was before. Therefore, the whole idea in this mission and in this revelation is it's the time for humanity to grow up, to become mature, and they have to meditate, they have to chant, they have to dance, they have to do the reminder, they have to follow a good diet, they have to think, they have to concentrate, they have to awaken the spiritual forces themselves, not someone else. If I awaken it for you, you don't know how to do it. What a benefit will give you if you have not learned how to do it, I awaken your kundalini, you have an experience and I leave, you don't know how to do it, your kundalini goes back where it was, and your state and desperation for God and not realizing what the truth is going to become even worse. That is why we're not against the kundalini being awakened, but let it happen gradually, let it happen, you know, as you progress, and one day when you reach a point that your kundalini rises, it rises because you are ready for it and you have done it, and therefore it is your realization, your understanding, your ability. Therefore you understand God, you awaken your spiritual forces, you know how to do it, you have purified yourself, and therefore you will gain the power over it to control it, to awaken it, to direct it toward the communities of life. How many of these people you talk about that their kundalini is risen are working toward the creation of the communities of light and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth? How many of these person, Mataji, Nirmal Devi, are creating communities based on the eternal divine path? Where in the scripture says such a thing is going to come? And even if it come and it does it for them, did they learn how to do it? They have not. Therefore, in this mission, it is time for human. That's why we are asking, and we are calling the elect, that the people, they have been meditating for many lifetimes, they have been awakening the spiritual forces for many lifetimes. In this lifetime, when they see this revelation, it makes so much sense to them. This is indeed, there is one God. There can't be many gods. There is only one God. And He's been sending all these revelations and religions to humanity, and now He says, that's how I did it. I send one by one, and the only time you can understand them, explain them, is when the revelation of the seventh angel comes. Therefore, this is based on the word of God, it's based on the prophecies, and it is based on the scripture. Therefore, you have to understand our teaching is here. We actually ask you to become a greater manifestation of God's will, as Christ said, whatever I can do, you also can do even greater thing. If you have greater faith, you can say to this mountain to go to yonder, and it will. Therefore, it is the time for the disciples. It is time for the elect. It is time who have been called for to awaken the spiritual forces, to preach, to understand, to teach, to see the vision, and become the masters themselves, instead looking and waiting for the master to come and do it all for them. They have been doing it for them for the last 4,000 years. They have a lot of cities, just like what you are saying to this person who raised people's kundalini. She has some cities, and they are not important. Actually, discourage people in the mission to work on the cities and powers, and we say even if you gain them, you know, throw them away and let them become an instrument for you to create the kingdom of God on earth, and ability to sacrifice, ability to create comings of light, ability to become surrendered and submissive to God, ability to meditate, concentrate, contemplate, ability to become a universalist and bring and following the eternal divine path is greater than having spiritual powers. Therefore, those who are still seeking spiritual powers, they are in delusion and they are not following the word of God in the scriptures, but their ego will feel good that my kundalini was risen, or this person raised my kundalini, or this person gave me a little ash, and therefore he should be the Messiah. None of them is being prophesied, foretold. They are not the word of God. None of those things are in the scripture, and God said that is the way I will do it. Okay, let me see here. There are some more questions, I think. Okay, Mabs is asking, why don't we hear about you on TV? I do not mind going to TV. I do not mind go to discuss with anybody in mass media. If you know somebody who likes to invite us and we go and talk about this thing in a greater degree, that would be fine. Tell them to come to ask us to actually, we have been interviewed a couple of times in a couple of magazines and newspaper, and actually some of them, you know, then don't publish our answers because it seems it's too much truth in it. So we are not against reaching out to humanity in a greater degree. That is the purpose of my life, to preach this wonderful revelation to humanity and awaken them. But you can go ahead and indeed come and invite us for mass, you know, assimilation of this revelation. Just kidding, asking Salum Maitreya. I am beginning to recall a lot of stuff, some from childhood, all of a sudden after meditation. Why is it that? Well, probably God wants you to see, you know, some of the things that you have forgotten. And also when you meditate, of course, you will go in a deeper level of your spirit and you will remember the things that you have forgotten. And probably there is a purpose for it, there is a reason for it. And if you understand the reason for it, and therefore meditate more why they are coming back to you. Maybe there is a reason, or maybe they are just clearing up the thing that has been in your spirit and you have forgotten about them. And if you little by little remember in a greater degree, you will eventually realize why they are coming back to you. So don't be too anxious in meditation. It's not dangerous, it's not something you know, you should be too worried about it. If you stay with it, eventually everything will be cleared and will clear up for you. Just look at what are you remembering. Are they good, are they bad, or are they something that you want to remember and clear up? And you know, really, every meditator is should be the judge of the meditation, and every individual really different than anybody else. So you cannot generalize experience of each person for another person. Your experience is your experience, and your experience cannot be applied to anybody else, and no one else's experience can be applied to you. So you have to become the judge of your meditation more and more and see why they are for it. And but don't worry about it, they're going to clear up. And if they are not important, they're just going to fall away and they're not going to be no more. The question from Mac is, who is the Antichrist that many talk about? Antichrist is the spirit we just explained. I think you came a little late today, but we just explained it to another person actually. And the Antichrist is the spirit which is against God, which a spirit that opposes people to go to God. And that is of course ego of man. Ego separates man from God, and therefore they fall into the world and they see this world as the only truth. They have no knowledge of the spirit, and therefore they oppose the prophets, they oppose God's revelation, they oppose the scriptures, they do not follow them, they ridicule them, they will not accept the Word of God. And therefore, or they teach things that is not based on the Word of God. Antichrist is the spirit that opposes the Christ. Christ is the Spirit of God, and whoever opposes the Spirit of God is Antichrist. Therefore, that's why even the Bible says, even now, Antichrist lives with you. It doesn't say it's going to come in the future or something. Actually, there's only three verses in the whole Bible talking about Antichrist, and that is Paul who talked about it, and even he says he's already here. It's not something, you know, going to be in the future. No, they have made a big deal out of it, and they called Christ, you know, as devil himself. And now, of course, many people say Maitreya is an Antichrist. Maybe there are Maitreyas who are Antichrist. Maybe there are Maitreyas that teaching things that is not based on the Word of God. But this Maitreya, this teaching, this revelation is based on the Scripture. It's based on the Word of God, and therefore it is the truth. Go ahead, Mike. Nobody else is asking, okay? Okay, homeopathic doctor is asking, you are saying she is the false prophet. And you are saying she is the false, okay. You are saying she is the false prophet, and you are saying she is, okay, that's repetition. I guess this is the Maya of modern age we humans have to go through, Lord. Yeah, it could be. Humans, you know, that is why this revelation have come to humanity in this time, because probably human never been as lost and as so much attraction for them to follow and fall. You know, there are so many false prophets and teachers. Just turn off your television. You know. They all tell you, buy this, buy that, do this, do that, this is okay, that's not okay. They say everything which is against every word of God, and everybody is gobbling them up and eating them up like there is no tomorrow. So, I see, she is saying, I am the false prophet. Okay, what is her reasoning that she says I am the false prophet? She should have a reason that she called me a false prophet. Why? Because my teaching is based on the Scripture? Is because my teaching based on the prophecies which is fulfilled? It's because my teaching makes sense? What is her reason calling me false prophet? I told you why she is false prophet. Now, what is her reason in calling me false prophet? Tell us. It's okay. Go ahead. I don't mind. You know, I'm confident enough of what I do that I'm not afraid of what anybody says. So if she says something that makes sense, go ahead, raise your hand or talk, whatever you want to do. But what does he say? That her reasoning is on false prophet. How is it possible to humble myself if I follow the EDP? Okay, Mac is asking that question. How can you, okay, the very base of the EDP is to create or turn you around to baptize you and absolutely make your ego no more. First of all, you meditate, you concentrate, you contemplate, you gaze in the greatest sign, you dance, you chant. So we have a process called kirtan here in the mission. These people dance with the Hariom Shri Hang. Sure, doctor, but please, if she says something that I am the false prophet, come on, bring it here and tell us why she thinks I'm the false prophet. I told you why she is false prophet. Now, let her tell me why I am false prophet. I would be very glad to hear it and see why I'm false. If I'm the false prophet, I'm the first person gonna drop here and go away. But I don't think so. It is no way that's possible, but I like to hear his answer, her answer. Anyway, so The first step in the EDP is Eternal Divine Path is to meditation, awaken our spiritual forces, becoming aware that a spirit exists. You are not physical body, you are not this manifested world. This manifested world actually is very small part of the universe, and therefore you become humble because you realize how small you are. Of course, if you don't have the Eternal Divine Path, just like this lady, you might create a city or a power, and you start raising people Kundalini, or getting a 900 number and calling, telling people, call me, I will tell you your future, your I'm a psychic, and you fall for the power. You do not fall for the word of God. And therefore, in the next step, it directs you to direct your energy that you awaken toward your meditation or awaken your spiritual forces toward the creation of the comings of light. And that is, of course, the Old Testament. The whole Old Testament is based on God is trying to find a people who will accept Him as God. They are not seeking powers. They're not seeking, you know, Mac, you have to ask your question one at a time. Wait until your answer is being given and then go to the next one. That way it's better flow of the conversation. Therefore, the next step is you want to create comings of light. How many of the people who meditate in India want to create comings of light? They want to escape the world. They want to go to the mountain. They become Mahatmas, become a gurus and sit there and everybody worship them and all that. So the next step is to direct your energy towards the goal is not to gain power. The goal is not to awaken to raise your Kundalini or anything, but to direct it toward the communities of light. That is the Old Testament. The New Testament, you sacrifice for the coming of light. That's what Christ taught humanity. Sacrifice. Give up yourself. Who ego doesn't want to give to anybody. Ego wants to take. Ego is like a black hole. It sucks from the everybody else toward itself. Ego doesn't have that ability to give. So, and sacrifice. So the third level, which Christ brought to humanity, is sacrifice. And when you sacrifice, of course, you have to overcome your ego and you become humble. Even the first step that Prophet Muhammad or Islam brought is surrender and submission to God. You know, how many people who meditate, they want to become surrender and submission to God? They think they are God. And of course, everybody is God because we are a part of Him, but they come to the to you and said, I am God. Okay, sure, you are God, so am I. So everybody else. But the way they say it, just like they are God only, nobody else is God. And that is ego, and therefore just meditation might even actually create bigger ego than regular person. But Eternal Divine Path dissolves it. And in the fourth level, you have to understand the will of God for you. That humbles you, that destroys your ego, because now you have to let God come through instead of thanking yourself and asking everybody thank you and craving for attention and thankfulness for your ego. You always say all thanks go to God, and therefore I am not taking any credit. All the good things I do is godly and from God, and therefore I am humble. I am not egoistical. Of course, if you say thanks go to God, but you really don't mean it, and you still feel you thanks go to you, of course you have not received it correctly. So that humbles you very good. Then you become universalist. That was the message of Baha'i and Bab. You know, you expand your mind and you accept everybody as a part of God, and God as the only subject of worship. And that also again humbles you, because you do not crave people to worship you, but you direct them to go and worship God. And therefore, again, the humility will come to you and you will become humble. So Eternal Divine Path actually is the fastest way of not only create communities of light, but spiritually progress in all levels. It destroys the narrowness of the mind, it humbles the ego, it brings the ability to share, it will make you to carry the communities of light. And in this process, when your spiritual progress will accrue in a greater degree. Therefore, Eternal Divine Path not only humbles you, not only bring humility to you, it also helps to bring the kingdom of God on earth. So it is the perfect spiritual path that is being given to humanity now. A lot of humans, of course, I am not blaming if the people are seeking power. I'm not blaming if people want to the things that most humans want. They are, of course, taught like that. They have been brought up like that. Now they have to realize the will of God and humility and creation of communities of light, the kingdom of heaven on earth, sharing, and the things that most humans don't want to do. And that, of course, is difficult for all of them. But as they are educated, as they see the will of God, as they see the scriptures, they eventually will overcome and forgo what their ideas are, but will replace them with God's idea. Go ahead, Shakti. Go ahead, Shakti. Your hands are up.
Your hands are up.
Thank you, Maitreya G. Joining in discussion, listening as you're speaking of humility and thankfulness, it brings me to yesterday in the Pow Talk room. We were discussing grace, so this brings me to this question about grace as you're speaking about humility and thankfulness and becoming a universalist and following the eternal divine path. So grace, we would be reaching, coming into His grace as we become more humble and thankful, right? Thank you, Maitreya.
Yes, indeed. Salvation without grace is impossible. And those people that they want to go to God by force or by just awakening the spiritual forces, as we have talked many times, God clearly says in the Bible that I will screw you out of my mouth. India, they have been meditating, awakening their Kundalini for thousands of years. But they don't have the kingdom of God on earth. They don't have the kingdom of God on India. If their teaching really was the ultimate, that is the only way to go, they should have had the best society, the most prosperous, the wonderful thing is happening to, should have happened to them. But they have disease, they have poverty, they have lots of problems that they are facing, because their teaching is only a part of the Eternal Divine Path. Then, of course, Christ comes and reveals and releases the grace to humanity, and His followers, they are eating pork, they are not following exactly what God said to follow, and they are doing a lot of things that which is not according to the scripture. His followers have the fattest part of the earth, and they have been blessed with great, part of his world. Therefore, we can see that grace is bring greater degree of salvation and closeness to God than just meditating and trying to force yourself into heaven. And God clearly says those who do that, of course, it is not acceptable, and they will be a screw out of his mouth. Therefore, you have to actually strive for grace, not powers. If you follow Eternal Divine Path, you have no choice but receive the grace, because that is His path, it is His way. God clearly wants to see His kingdom to come to earth. That is the whole Old Testament. If the first seal was perfect, Why do we need the second seal, which was the Old Testament and brought with Abraham? Then everybody would follow the first seal, and there was that's it. Everybody meditate and will reach mukti or salvation. But God sent another seal. Says, okay, after you meditate, after you try to awaken the spiritual forces, you direct the energy toward the creation of comings of life. You do not just sit there and meditate and meditate and meditate, and some like many people in Far East, you become so escapist that you say this world is illusion. This world is not an illusion. This world is a relative truth. And if they understand that, then they don't go to the mountain and forsake this world and make their society fall and become miserable, but they engage themselves in the society, in this world, in this community, and create an environment that will bring greater degree of unity and equity to man and justice. And these are the things that God wills and wants to see happens on earth. Therefore, by doing that, of course, being just, being unity, being the comings of light, it will awaken God's grace. Then it says sacrifice. Give up yourself. Share. Don't keep up with yourself and hurt, just like manna. When manna came to the children of Israel, in the desert, God said, don't hurt them. Just eat them. The next day, I'm going to give you more. But some of them hurt them. Manna, but the next day, not only they couldn't receive the manna, the manna they have hoarded, it is spoiled, and it was no good. So that again, sacrifice and the sharing bring greater closeness to humanity and greater communities, instead of everybody being self-centered. That's great, being grace. And of course, anybody understand Christ and his teaching and his sacrifice for man, they will receive the grace of God, and they don't have to meditate too much or anything, but the grace of God will help them in a greater degree. Then you go and know that what is the will of God, and you let God come through. What does that mean? You let the Spirit of God come through, and the Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost is the grace. You see, in the fourth seal, if you really, truly let God come through all the time, then you have grace with you all the time. And your salvation is much more accelerated than just trying, meditating, and just having your spiritual forces alone. And of course, when we become universalists, we shatter all narrowness of the mind. There is no man or woman or child or anybody in the universe you can separate from yourself. You can't. You can't say us and them. It's impossible. How can there be us and them? Everything is God. The universe is God. You know. Therefore, we cannot separate one another. That brings also grace, because it shatters all narrowness of the mind. And of course, that's the teaching of the Bab and Baha'u'llah. With these five steps, you become elect, and you will have the grace, because you have no choice, by following the eternal divine path. Yes, your assumption is correct. Grace is greater than meditation. Grace is greater than powers or cities that many people long for. And grace will bring greater degree of understanding and closeness to God than any person with the powers will ever experience. So grace is the goal. The grace, actually, eternal divine path is the goal, but the grace is a byproduct. And one day you will receive a lot of grace and oneness with God, and you say, wow, look, I really don't exist. Only God exists. Then you and God are one. And that is the goal of yoga. Become yoga means unity. Become one. And of course, yoga alone is not going to make you permanently a slave with God, but eternal divine path will. The more we create people like that, the more we create the comings of life, the more we teach man not to seek egoistical thing, but become humble and follow eternal divine path, the more we can get rid of the false teaching and false understanding and free ourselves to the word of God. God has been trying to tell humanity this thing for the last 12,000 years, and human still is attached to their understanding. Now is the time to teach them, to call the elect, to explain this thing to them, and as the elect sees this, they can understand it. It makes so much sense to them that they have no problem with it whatsoever. Okay? Part of my Dharma has become protection of my Triyaji. Oh, okay, who says that? Okay, I received an somebody. Okay, great, wonderful. I of course my the Krishna Bhakta is asking, thank you, what is who is Maitreya? Maitreya is the revealer of the seven seas. Okay, all right. Okay, I keep receiving PMs, and that's why you see I stop sometime in the middle of the discussion. Maitreya is the expected savior or messiah or teacher or whatever, you know, in this every religion are waiting for. Hindus call him Kalki Avatar, and they are waiting for him to come as the 10th avatar of the Hindu religion. And then he comes, of course, he will bring the unity and great revelation for Hindus, so they can progress in a greater degree to the next step in their understanding of God. It is called Maitreya in Hinduism, and Buddhists are waiting for Maitreya to come, and Jews and Christians call him Messiah, and that is what they are waiting to come, and Muslims are waiting for Christ to return, and also Baha'is are waiting for he who God will manifest to return to come to humanity. And all these things are talking about the same person, one revealer of the truth. And it has been said that all the revelation before the seven angel or coming of this expected person are 22 parts of the 27 part of God's revelation, and when the last revelation comes, the rest of the 25 will be revealed to humanity. And that's truth. If you read though and understand our teaching, you will be amazed how much truth and revelation have come to humanity, and how many things has been explained that have been a source of friction between many religions. Now you can see it clearly. Yes, it explained. That makes sense. You know, why Khatam and Khatam? Why, you know, Christ is the third seal. He's not the only way, but only all the revealer of the way, the truth, and the, no one goes to the Father but through them. And many, many, many things. Who is Christ? What does Christ mean? You know, why Christ said, I am the Son of God, and then also I am the Son of Man. What do they mean? Is really Christ was God, or was just a prophet? You know, all this question has been answered for humanity, and therefore this is the revelation for every man and woman and child. If you are a Hindu, you will understand, if you understand our teaching, you understand your religion in a greater degree. If you are a Jew, if you are a Buddhist, if you are a Christian, if you are a Muslim, if you are a Baha'i, no matter what religion you are in, you will become a better follower of that religion if you understand this teaching. That's why people come here and say, you are Christian? Yes, we are very good Christian. You are a Jew? Yes, we are very good Jews. You are a Muslim? Yes, we are very good Muslim. You are Hindu? Yeah, we are very good Hindus and Buddhists and all that. Therefore, this is the revelation that improves every man and woman on earth. Therefore, this you're asking who is Maitreya. Maitreya is all of these and more. And therefore, if you want to understand our teaching, go to our website and study our teaching, see the revelation, see the fulfillment of the prophecies, and know that whoever you are expecting to come is here. That teaching is being revealed to man. Mac is asking, the little book talked about Revelation 10:8 is though or not? No, that little book that is talking about, though is not little, though is huge, though is very big and covers a lot of thing. And though is not that little book. That little book, if you had studied and read the revelation of the revelation, it explains that little book is the intellectual understanding. It is very sweet, and people who lack intellectual discussions or understanding, they love it. But when it goes to their stomach, it becomes bitter. Dough is not doing that at all. Dough is sweet. Actually, dough might be bitter in your mouth, but it's going to be very sweet in your stomach. If in the beginning, you know, if you want to meditate, awaken your forces, create communities of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, and become universalist, it's very difficult for people to do that. Every step in the eternal divine path shatters one part of the barrier or egoistical persuasion in man. And therefore, human actually might struggle to follow eternal divine path. It is very bitter in their mouth in the beginning, but when they eat it and they follow it, it becomes very sweet, because they become great in the life, and the beings progress in a greater degree. And therefore, that little book is not, though the little book is the intellectual understanding, which is sweet in your mouth and it's bitter in your stomach. Though is very bitter in your mouth and very sweet in your stomach. And Taliana is asking, can you please tell me about the seven seals? Taliana, I can tell you about it, and I will, but we encourage everybody to go to the website. That website has been really in making for the last 25 years, and there is so much there to learn. But in general, the seven seals, I have tried it there. Okay, sure. Okay, let me see. I can explain it here for you. Okay, now we have religion on earth. For example, we have Hinduism, and sure, we have Hinduism, we have Buddhism, we have a mystical religion like people in Africa, or in Bushmen in Australia, or people in South America who also believe in spirits, and even dance sometimes and let the spirits come into them and go to ecstasy. And there's Far East philosophy that people follow, and there is Kabbalah in Judaism that talks about the, you know, spirit and God are one, and the saints in Christianity who have experienced Christ, and they create a direct relationship with God, or like Sufis who jump of joy and they say they are God, and the Orthodox Muslim will become petrified. How can you be God? God is God, Prophet Muhammad is Prophet, and the rest are the slave of God. How can a man become God? All these teaching, Hinduism, Buddhism, and mystical path, and Kabbalah, and Christian saints, and Sufis, have a direct experience with God. That is their goal. Have a direct experience with the Spirit. These all fall in the first seal in our teaching. The first seal is to meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. It doesn't have to happen overnight. It might take years, it might take lifetime, but follow eternal divine path. Meditate regularly, do the reminder, you know, attend the morning and evening reminder with the rest of the people in the mission, meditate by yourself, study the teaching, become proficient in that, and little by little you will feel you will awaken or superficial, you feel greater degree of spirit. But that is not the goal. A lot of these mystical paths, like Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Kabbalah, and the rest teach that that is the goal. You meditate and you fall into God and you become one with God. But we say no. The next step is revealed in the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament, God is struggling with Hebrews to make a community out of them who accept God as their king or their absolutely concentrated on God, and they will follow His laws, and therefore they receive the grace. Therefore, the next step is to direct this energy that you create in your meditation toward the creation of the communities of light, which God desires to see is created. It is from these communities that the hierarchy or the kingdom of God will come on earth. Therefore, creation of the community of light is the next step, or the second seal, which is based on the teaching of the Old Testament. Now, in order to create community of light, if everybody in the community says, what is it in it for me, and becomes self-centered and selfish and egoistical, never ever that community will be formed or created. So the next step in eternal divine path is to sacrifice, to overcome the ego, to become humble, and ability to live with other people and share and give up yourself into the community. And that is the message of Christ in the third seal. So this is the third seal of Christ, brings the message of sacrifice. What Christ did, He sacrificed Himself for His ideal. In order to create such a community, you sacrifice those community of give up yourself into it. You don't say, what is it in only for me, but what is it for everybody in the community, and therefore you become a productive, active member in the community, and you help the community to grow, to spread, to bring everybody to create more communities. Therefore, the third seed is the sacrifice, and it was the New Testament and the message of Christ. Still, when you sacrifice a lot, nothing happens, nothing manifests, you will become discouraged. You say, what is going on? I have put so much effort and it's not happening. Then, of course, or you do something, it starts happening and you become egoistical and say, wow, I have done all these things, and you become a circle, and then you cut the grace. The moment ego comes, the grace will be cut off. So the next step is to realize what is the will of God. We know the will of God is to follow eternal divine path. The will of God is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. The will of God is to follow these teachings and revelation of God for the last 12,000 years. Now, what is the will of God for me? Why God has been created me? What do I fall into this revelation and eternal divine path? And therefore, the next step is to be able to know the will of God and do the will of God and surrender the result to God, not being attached to the result. And one of the problem of the ego is it becomes very attached to whatever we do. You know, we want to be praised for what we do. We want to be acknowledged with what we do. We want to always, our ego craves for more attention, more, attachment to things around us, and therefore the next step is to do the will of God, to meditate, to have inner forces, create the communities of life, sacrifice, and then know the will of God, and whatever you do, surrender the result to God. Even greater than surrendering, submission, realizing that God is doing it through us all the time. If God is doing it, am I attached to the result? I didn't do anything. God, I'm not giving this stats on. God is giving this stats on. Would it help anybody? Fine, great. It is, it is their privilege that they have been helped. And therefore, the next step is submission. That means letting God come through all the time. Of course, that is the message of Islam. Islam means surrendering and submission to God, and if the Muslim understand what really surrendering and submission means, then they will surrender and submit to God and will accept it next to his revelation, and they will also progress in a greater degree. Therefore, that is the message of Islam. With all those things, we must concentrate our ability and realization to a small part of the universe, and therefore we narrow ourselves in realizing that God is everything. The next step is become universalist, and that means that universe is God, everything is God, then, and therefore I am a part of the universe, I am a part of God, and I cannot separate or hurt or do anything to hurt any other part of the universe. Therefore, you expand your mind and you include everybody into your consciousness and your being, and therefore you shatter every narrowness of the spirit or ego or whatever, and you will free yourself from that narrowness. With this 5 step, you will become an elect. That is the revelation of the 6 seal. The 6 seal reveals a concept called Sattvipra, and now of course we call it Paravipras. Paravipras are the people who follow eternal divine path. They understand this path have 7 seals. The first 5 is to follow, and each of these seals have come from one religion or one or more religion on earth, and not only they follow eternal divine path, not only they progress in a greater and fastest degree toward becoming a Paravipra and helping everybody and bringing the kingdom of God on earth. Also, they see that all religions of the world are unified. They do not separate themselves as Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, this or that, but they understand that God sent all this revelation, and of course the 7th step is the revelation of this mission, and that which God blessed me to bring to humanity. And that is the opening of the 7th seal, or the book which sealed the 7th seal, which explains all these things and reveals the 7 seals, show a path to salvation, and therefore hopefully eventually will help humanity to reach full consciousness and bring the kingdom of God on earth. So this is the base of our teaching. I hope you understand them now. Now that it's been explained, go back to our website and read them in a greater degree, so that might help you even understand even more what this revelation and this teaching and this mission is all about. Alright, I think we are at the end of our time. Just kidding, asking, followers Muhammad have been given permission to take up the sword to further Islam. If yes, is there an expiry date? Yes, they expired when Bob came as the Mehdi, and it was done. Actually, God gave them the ability to convert 1/3, 1/4 of the earth to Islam, and they have already done it. So their time is up, and then Bob came. They were in that state, and therefore they are expired. I understand that. Thank you. You're welcome, Tatiana. Okay, home is calling. How many people are in communities of light right now as per material mission, and how many countries you have the mission so far? Thanks for your answers. I do enjoy reading though. Great. Homeopathic doctor. I just call you doctor. How about that? That's easier. That's a long name. Yes, well, we really don't count how many people are in the mission. We actually are not in the process of creation of the communities of light at this time. We are looking for the elects and creation of this facilitating body. Communities of light eventually will form after the facilitating body will be formed, and eventually we will have a systematic and organized way to disseminate this teaching and create communities of life all over the earth. How many people are in the mission? I really don't know. There are many people, they know us, they have heard us, they have gone. Sometimes we hear from them, they have done this or that, and very dedicated people, of course, stay with us. They are in contact with the mission, And there are many wonderful people in the mission that are doing wonderful things that is manifesting itself every day in one way or the other. And it is amazing how few people can accomplish so much. And just imagine if the number increases and we have so many wonderful things happening all over the place. And therefore, it is fantastic to see it in unfold itself in such a way. And I'm hoping that it accelerates itself very soon. Okay, just kidding. I see now all the suicide bombers are really misguided. Well, a lot of people are misguided on this earth right now. And they are misguided, others misguided. So it's a lot of misguidance is going on earth. And if we come together and create the communist of light, the reason for being misguided, of course, will be taken away, and hopefully we create respect and love and understanding for one another and create the environment that people shouldn't be doing that. You know, it's just absolutely unhuman that a person reach a point that they will blow themselves up, and it's just beyond the human imagination. If we take the reasons that they do that, they probably will stop doing that as well. I see now. Oh, okay. Do you believe in the spiritual gifts? Yes, we do believe in the spiritual gifts, but you should not work on them. You should not become very attached to them. And the most important thing is to follow eternal divine path. Not a spiritual gifts are called powers, are called cities, and therefore they come to mind. Those things are gifts, are birthright to have. Actually, human had them before the flood of Noah. They misused them, and that is why the flood came, because they weren't trying to go to God, but they were misusing the powers, and that was their fault. Therefore, the goal is not to strive for power or cities or gifts, but to follow eternal divine path, being the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay, good. Thank you. Welcome. Okay, I don't see any other question. Anyway, we are over our time. I guess I'm gonna just stop here and salam to everybody. Be with God and get engaged yourself with the eternal divine path and follow it and realize that indeed all religions are unified, nobody left out, and all are here to be unified and together. Salam, everybody.